The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Did you know that many health conditions can be fixed or helped by chiropractic? This drug-free alternative to conventional medicine can unleash your body's own healing energy. Welcome to Miracles of Chiropractic, Turning on the Power Within, featuring your host, Dr. Doran Rosenfeld. We'll discuss the many ways that chiropractic is offering an alternative or complementary treatment option to Western medicine, and you'll learn about unlocking the healing properties of your own self. Now, here is Dr. Doran Rosenfeld.
Hello, listeners. Last week, we talked about what chiropractic is. Now I want to talk about what it isn't, because people have general ideas about what we as chiropractors do and how it doesn't fit them at all. Well, we'll talk about some of the myths people have about chiropractic and what we can actually do and how that plays in to who should come to see us.
One recent piece of research that was just published the 15th of this month on the use of Medicare recipients and their changes in health over a year. Now, those of us in the 65 plus census category, and all you got to say is plus, tend to be worn out and or dealing with the ravages of our misspent youth. On the whole, persons using chiropractic are more satisfied with their follow-up care and with information provided to them. This is versus medical care in the same year, and find that the chiropractic is significantly protective against one-year declines in activities of daily living, lifting, stooping, walking, self-rated health, and worsening health after that year. You're more apt to be pretty much the same or better at the end of a year, even in my census category, if you come to a chiropractor on some kind of a regular basis. And our recommendation in this office is, once your acute situation is resolved, once you're getting down to a short list of things that need fixing on a more frequent basis, once a month can be a very effective checkout, patch up what little things have gone wrong, if any, and stay out ahead of it.
That feeds in to one of the chiropractic myths, in that once you go to a chiropractor, you have to go forever to see any benefits at all. Well, that's kind of true in the sense that we're constantly working machines, and we damage ourselves over time. So, like Bob was saying, if you come into a chiropractor once a month, you can get the wheels lined up on your body and make sure it works properly.
When I was in the working population, I was most of that time, I was either a student or a practicing steam fitter. So clambering around scaffolds and beating a hard hat against them, walking under valve handles, this whole industrial type of thing that happened, besides using your right shoulder for a forklift, all of this has its effects. Now, at the time, I used chiropractic care to keep me able to go to work the next morning. We now have reason to believe that also helps keep you from falling apart years later. Yeah, you do end up going to chiropractors forever if you have a good experience with them. And that's because you feel that much better and you function that much better.
And there's no nasty side effects to chiropractic care like there is for the drugs that people often take for the pain produced in chronic conditions. And these pain medications were developed for acute conditions, so you take them just a little bit of time. But people have begun to use these same pain medicines for chronic conditions all the time, and they weren't made to be used all the time.
The bare of it is, virtually all the opioids that are taken nowadays are compounded with poison. And this poison's known under the name of acetaminophen, or brand name that made it most popular, Tylenol. If you have anything in your medicine cabinet that has either of those names on it, throw it out and never buy another one. It's not the stuff itself that's so poisonous, but your liver turns it into a terrible poison, and people vary from one to another how fast they detox that. That's in your genetics, how careful you were when you chose your grandparents. But nobody does well with acetaminophen. As near as I can tell, it doesn't do anything. Anytime I've ever eaten it.
Well, that's you, Bob.
I am a redhead.
I know I have marvelous luck when I take pills, but I rarely take anything. But for me, when I'm in pain, if I take something, it helps. I never have to take it again. And that's what these pills were created for. Not to be used every single day for the rest of your lives, because they were not made for that.
Well, they dramatically shorten the rest of your life. They make the calculation a lot easier.
That's one way of looking at it. And we, as we were saying, as you get older, you tend to accumulate problems. Everything that's ever gone on with you.
Well, and there's a straightforward mechanism for this. If you tear a ligament, that is called a sprain, or you tear a muscle, that's known as a strain. In each case, you have a gap in the tissues that was created by an even momentary overload. Somebody fell and caught themselves. Good thing they caught themselves, but man, that arm's been trouble ever since. So the body can't just leave that torn muscle or that sprained ligament. It starts to repair it, and it repairs it with fibrous tissue that's thrown in there, patched up any old way, and instead of being the all-lined-up orientation that you get with muscles and ligaments that grow there, you get a patch. And every one of those fibrous cells sends a tiny little fiber, which eventually grows up into the central nervous system. And special for that patch, and that piece of that patch, it's one of those hard to localize deep pains that take a while to come on, like Bugs Bunny, who hit his thumb on the with the hammer and looks at it for a little bit before he goes, whoa, it happens. From the hand up to the brain on these tiny little slow fibers takes 2-3 seconds.
We had an interesting experience this past weekend. We had an emergency patient come in. We'd never met him before, but he was experiencing a lot of pain and disability. And when he was ready to leave here after we'd adjusted him, he kind of said, yeah, I'm better, but I'm not perfect. And he wanted to be perfect, because we see all these drug ads and we think that everyone should be perfect after any problem. Well, you're not going to be perfect. You're going to be better, but you're not going to be perfect. And that's why you might need to come back again.
getting a given joint that moves in ways that it shouldn't, moves too far in some direction and gets stuck, to work right, to come back into its normal motion, is a little bit like training a dog. If you've ever taught a dog how to do tricks or just the routine obedience, stop, stay, come here, go away, sick them, so they get them straight, you know you've got to repeat and pay off and all of that. Well, with chiropractic, what we end up doing when we're working on a given area, we'll give it a suggestion, give it a little force. We use an instrument to produce that in the same way you can do it with your, it can be done with the hand. But we coax the joint into better alignment repeatedly, not stretching the already sprained ligaments, and that becomes closer and closer to being its normal range of motion. Reestablishing the proper range of motion then helps reestablish the overall balance of the spine. And it's by judicious use of these small suggestions in the form of metered forces that we, in many cases, are able to get people balanced back up. Sometimes we see them once and never see them again. I'm really proud of those folks when I hear they did well.
But it doesn't happen all the time. I mean, Bob and I were probably the toughest cases in captivity because we both had pretty severe head injuries before coming into chiropractic. And I swear, for the first year, I was adjusted probably 3 times a week for the entire year. Now I'm adjusted once every 6 months.
No, of course, I was adjusting her, and I was a student at the time, and that's the definition of a sham adjustment, anything done by a student. So my effectiveness probably wasn't, I hope, is better now than it was 20 years ago. And we were first coaxing something out of her that apparently had been there all her life.
Whether or not, I just had an accident. Yeah, these problems had been there before that, but I just never noticed.
Some of these problems.
But that's why people say, oh, once you go to a chiropractor, you have to go forever. Because you can discover problems you've always had that can suddenly be fixed.
Or to look at it another way, you can discover a set of an ease to your everyday life that you thought you'd lost as a child. Many people find that it's much more possible to be relaxed and enjoy their life if they're not dealing with that nagging spot in their butt or that hitch in their gait. And many times we can manage to help them out with that.
And that's why you want to keep coming back. Not a lot. Like Bob said, we recommend people come into our office once the acute phase is done. We recommend they come in once a month. So if that's all you need, if you're not doing anything dangerous, once a month just to get tuned up again and back to normal and ready to go for another month. So we will take a break right now, then we'll come back and talk more about some chiropractic myths and why people think they need to see a chiropractor, why people are told they need to see a chiropractor all the time when they actually don't. So we'll see you after the commercial.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. The show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Cancer Support Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. How is your health? Do you want to know more about it? Every day there are new technologies, procedures, and healing techniques coming forward. To understand them, tune in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. Our guests come from different backgrounds in the fields of health and healing. We'll discuss new realities and modalities, from chiropractic to metagenics. It's all designed to improve your quality of life. Speaking of Health is heard live every Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Explore the power of natural healing with Howard Strauss. Join us each week for an informative program that'll help you learn effective healing methods using natural remedies. Howard's guests include top researchers, authors, and experts who will share their views on a variety of natural products and healing methods that really work. Tune in to The Power of Natural Healing with Howard Strauss, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Miracles of Chiropractic with Dr. Doran Rosenfeld. To reach us on the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drdim@comcast.net. Now, back to Miracles of Chiropractic.
Another common chiropractic myth is that, oh, but chiropractors charge too much for what they do. Well, too much according to whom? Or too much according to what?
One situation that arises, and I only know from the outcome, a person has, for the first time in their life, manages to get one SI joint stuck. The sacroiliac joints are on each side of the sacrum in the middle of the pelvis. And those are two very large joints that have a great deal of information going to the brain. A lot of nerves going up there. One of them gets stuck, so the other one moves too much. They walk around, or sit, worse yet, and it gets jammed, and it's painful. And they get muscle spasms in the front and back of the pelvis in response to that. And finally, they can't stand it anymore. In the middle of the night, they turn up in the emergency room. Well, the muscle spasms are there. There's no doubt of that. So the on-call doctor puts the prescription in for painkillers and muscle relaxants, sends them home. 2 weeks later, they get a bill for $3,000. They've run out of the muscle relaxants, which, and the painkillers, which didn't really do so very much, and they've still got the stuck SI joint. It still hurts when they sit and stand and walk. Now what? What's it worth to come into a chiropractic office and have that pelvis realigned? $3,000? For $3,000, you got a cure that didn't cure. You got help that didn't help. So if you get that pelvis unlocked and the other two joints of the pelvis attended to in case they're in trouble and the muscles worked out to break the vicious cycle, what's that worth? Well, in our office, we charge $60, and people see that as a high price in some cases. What's it worth?
It's worth a lot if you don't have any other options. But people are used to insurance paying $3,000, $4,000, $10,000 without even blinking an eye. So they don't realize what it involves to get a back unstuck, get a back moving again. And medical doctors do not deal with backs.
They do when there's broken parts or severely damaged spines.
But we got our cadavers from a medical school when we were in chiropractic school. And on those cadavers, the front had been opened so the doctors could look at all the organs, but the back had never been touched. We were the first ones to look at the back of those cadavers.
And I understand that. Medical doctors have no longer in school than we do, although they do spend an internship and a residency after they finish medical school, and we incorporate the internship in our four academic year training. I think it's important that they spend time looking at the anatomy of the internal organs. Interestingly enough, the last recent graduate medical doctor that I asked about his study of anatomy told me that his entire exposure to gross anatomy in medical school was accomplished in 8 weeks. I still don't know if I believe that.
You can't study the spine too well in only 8 weeks. We spend a couple years.
Well, we spent 5 hours a week of lecture. And however much it took, a minimum of 4 hours a week in the lab, doing dissection systematically and looking at other cadavers undergoing dissection at the same, by the same procedures, at the same time, so we could look at variants. And we did that for, what were our terms there, 12 or 16 weeks?
12 weeks. We had three of them in a year.
Well, it was only 36. I think there were 16
and
three
weeks.
Of them made pretty much a year with a few breaks. So I'm not going to say we learned more anatomy than the medical student. I hope he learned at least as much as I did. But we certainly had more time to do so and more exposure to the materials for study. I think that's a sad commentary on the medical education that he received, but he seems to be making it fine, so there it is.
Some more myths about chiropractic. A lot of people think that chiropractors intentionally damage the patients just to keep you coming back. We've had many patients report that their chiropractor jumped on them and damaged this or that or the other thing. Well, I wanted to say part of the reason for that is people don't realize how fragile the body actually is. As people get older and live a longer life, their bodies get weaker and they need more care.
And more careful, subtle care. My wife started to color there a moment. We did have a circumstance where a rib joint was giving a patient trouble. And sure enough, when she made the adjustment on that second or third rib, she cracked the rib. The person was very osteoporotic. You could hear it from across the room. I could hear it from across the room, and I'm hard of hearing. But she understood, and it didn't get displaced, so it wasn't terribly painful, and she went on. She was accustomed to this. She'd had quite a few broken ribs.
And she not only came back for more care twice a week for the last 3 months of last year, but she sent her husband and son. And her husband's still a patient here. He's one of our best patients. And I would like to talk about some of Steve's circumstances. Because some people think once you have back pain, you will never get better unless you take drugs or unless you get surgery. He's had surgery all over him.
I don't think he's had spinal surgery, but he has had artificial knees and whatever it is
shoulders.
They did to his shoulders. Yeah, they're not replacement joints, but they definitely got into him at least once.
But he feels better enough. He comes in once every 2 weeks. All year he's been doing this. It beats the dickens out of coming in twice a week for the last 3 months of last year, but we still have to see him because he was in a workers' comp injury and got pretty damaged 10 years ago.
So the effects of his on-the-job injury added to the insistence on continuing to go out and hunt and fish, which he's done all his life and which what he finds fun. Well, he's in my census category. We're both 70 years old. And I don't go out and fish and hunt, but then that's not the center of my life like it is for him. Yeah, to this day, he goes out. Well, he comes back sprung and beat up a bit, especially when he had to drag that deer carcass about 300 yards uphill with his buddy who was on the wimpy side. But he does it. And we help patch him up after he manages to hurt himself. And he goes on down the road and is able to do that stuff. And a lot of his contemporaries have flat had to quit.
That's because muscles can heal. They might take a while, but they can heal. And that's why our treatments, chiropractic in general, can help so much. Because the body can get better after something as serious as a work comp injury or personal injury.
One of the more alarming things that can happen, and happens to probably a third of us who get up into Medicare age, you do something stupid. I picked up this engine block and turned to put, and realized I'd done the wrong thing. Usually it's a heavy load and a twist. And you've, as the old phrase went, slipped a disc. That fibrous disc between two spinal bones has been injured, has been sprained. Fibers have been torn. And the main reason for that is that only about half the fibers are in tension when you're twisted. Well, they're all can all come into tension to support weight if you're straight. So if you must pick up something heavy, shuffling your feet is way better than twisting at the waist under load. Anyway, those disc lesions do ease up. The inflammation goes down, especially if you have the good sense to pile ice on it for 20 minutes at a time every hour that you're awake. And if you do that for the first 3 days after you blow a disc, a month later you're going to be saying, wow, I thought that was going to be a problem, but it doesn't seem to be. You got to drink your water. You got to keep moving. But the body knows how to heal a troublesome disc. Other sprains and strains are easier. And oftentimes, your chiropractor can help you manage it.
And one of the reasons chiropractors can help so much is that treatments are a lot better now than they were years ago. I mean, chiropractors can still jump on you the same as they always did. And in that sense, we do the same thing. But we've learned over time, the medical doctors have learned how the body works, how it's put together. So some of the drugs they give can work better. Some of the surgeries, they go in through smaller holes so they don't do as much damage.
And I'm all for that. It's wonderful that there are surgeons around who can take pieces that are broken and unstable and settle them down. I've had my right leg pinned on two occasions. I've still got all the hardware in there from the second one. And it's a whole lot easier to heal up something that's in a dozen or so pieces if it's screwed together with some plates than it is if you've just got to put a cast on it and hope for the best.
So because the treatments are better and people know better how the body works and how it's put together, the treatments are more effective now. And if people use that judiciously, we can make a heck of a lot of difference for people. So we'll go to commercial break right now, and then we'll come back and talk some more about some myths about chiropractic care and busting those myths as we're intending to do. Thank you very much.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
How many times have you heard this?
I'm sick and tired of feeling sick and tired.
You are what you eat.
I've tried every diet.
Diets don't work.
It's time to stop this kind of madness and start thinking and feeling empowered to change your health. Tune in to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. Join us weekly for thought-provoking conversations with world-renowned experts in the food, medical, holistic, sports medicine, chiropractic, and naturopathic health sciences. The Raw Truth airs live every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
You read about it in health news every day.
Cancer rates are going up. Obesity in the U.S. is on the rise. Heart disease and diabetes are top killers every year.
We can follow the advice of our doctor, but cravings persist. Weight goes up and energy is still down. It doesn't have to be like this. Tune in for Body Balance Talk with your host, Jeannie Schmidt, along with Lucy and Madeline. You'll learn how you can work with your body to feel better and look better, too. Body Balance Talk airs live every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Cancer is not something to be taken lightly, but instead of being talked at by doctors, medical providers, and others, wouldn't it be nice to hear from a host who has worked at the Cancer Coalface for 38 years as a caregiver, supporter for 14,000 patients, and who has had the experience of having a life-threatening condition herself? You will hear the stories of survivors and other people who work in breakthrough cancer medicine. Navigating the Cancer Maze with host Grace Galler will help you with the facts, planning, and grief experienced with different forms and stages of cancer. Listen every Friday at 12 noon U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Miracles of Chiropractic with Dr. Doran Rosenfeld. To reach us on the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drdim@comcast.net. Now, back to Miracles of Chiropractic.
What are some other things that people say about chiropractors?
They're only in it for the money. They want me to come back every day for 3 months and then every other day for another 6 months and pay for all of that year's care in advance right now. And there are people in the field, I'm ashamed to say, who take that position and may or may not deliver competent care. I don't know. I haven't been in their office, but I shake my head. But that's not very many of us.
Yeah, that's not chiropractic in general. And again, insurance is starting to cover chiropractic, even though when chiropractors do something and osteopaths do the exact same thing, the insurance companies think the osteopaths should get a lot more money than the chiropractors do. So in that sense, it is the money. But not really, because people find other reasons for not coming in. We just closed 3 personal injury cases last week, all of them for the reason that the people were still saying, oh, I'm injured. But in spite of saying that, they were able to go on with their lives without coming in here.
So when people start missing appointments, you call them up, talk to them, see what the deal is, see if they've gotten better, make another appointment. They don't come in. At that point, you start to say, well, they've gotten well enough for their satisfaction. And I may not be satisfied, but they're the boss. Interestingly enough, this comes up with people who have no financial stake in fewer or more visits. There are people that we trade with on a you take care of me and I'll take care of you sort of basis. Those folks often don't get in for months at a time. We suggest they come in every week. hey, you're driving right by, stop in, we'll check in. If you got a little patching up to do, why? And what do I mean by a little patching up? Well, talk about your car. When you're driving your car and you park carelessly, you bump the front, well, you jump the curb a little bit with that one front wheel, and it drives a little bit different ever since. What do? You go down to the alignment shop and you have them line it up before you wear your tires out. Well, in many cases, what we're doing is lining up the wheels.
And once you get the wheels lined up, you're ready to go until you bump another curb. Or you bump something in the road, or you hit something, or somebody hits you.
Drive your hard hat up against the scaffold again.
And we all have real short memories, and we tend to do the things that hurt us over and over again. Not necessarily on purpose. We just work that way. So it might not be the money, but for some reason, people can't get in to see chiropractors as much as the chiropractor would like to see them.
Even when they've got a rather sparse schedule, as we do. There's Tom. Where's his?
And I wanted to say that we talked about muscles and repairing themselves, and that can happen over time. Well, there's also such a deal with discs. And the deal with discs is that they have a natural healing mechanism. And over time, they get better because they've done studies of people who've had disc surgery and people who have not had disc surgery. While the people who have not had the surgery and are in a lot more pain initially, after 5 years, you can't tell who's had surgery.
Successful surgeries.
Yeah, what do you mean by successful surgeries, Bob?
Well, at the five-year point, the medical doctors count they've got a successful surgery if the patient is no worse than they were when they first came into the medical doctor's office. Yeah, I was stunned too.
That's a surgical success.
One half of spinal surgeries do not meet that criterion. The patient is worse at 5 years than he was when he first came in.
So if you can stand a little more pain initially, for example, we can talk about Bob right here. He blew a disc, to use common parlance, a couple years ago.
Well, I was draped over a dresser and eventually complaining to my medical. Did I go talk to the medico? No, I didn't. But I was piling ice on it and moving around as best I could for, oh gosh, a month or so. And then got better and came around. And it ended up that I had had enough of a disc bulge that I have a large, initially stone numb patch on the inside of my left leg. That's just what's left over from that disc bulge. And this has been, what, 3-4 years now? Maybe 5. And there have been some interesting regeneration effects going on, but the nerve was damaged at the time. Had somebody cut in there and tried to trim that disc, it's quite likely that more damage to the nerve would have occurred just because of the need to get in and somehow expose the tissues that you're trying to work on.
And I remember when Bob blew out that disc, he was sitting there calling all his friends saying, do you have any pain medication? Do you have any dope?
That's what it's for.
Because we don't keep much around here. So he's calling up all his friends asking for strong painkillers. And he got through the initial episode And now, 5 years later, you never know.
There's some aggravating things, but painkillers don't do anything to them, so there it is. We may talk about neuropathic pain in a little bit here.
But the thing is, this just goes to show that the body does manage to repair itself. Not perfectly, but the body will repair itself. We have a patient who works in the hospital, so he has access to all these neurosurgeons and orthopedic surgeons. When he blew out a disc a couple years ago, his feet were acting kind of funny.
Well, he had a phenomenon they call foot drop, meaning that he'd drag his toe when he walked. He couldn't pick his toe up off the ground while walking. Now, when he talked to an orthopedic surgeon about the possibility of surgery to correct that, the guy says, "Oh, yeah, come on in. We got good results from those. No problem." Got a better MRI, higher field. Went and talked to a neurosurgeon. Well, the neurosurgeon said, "Why would you bother doing surgery for mere foot drop? You can put a little brace on there and pick that toe up. You don't need to cut in there for that." The neurosurgeon wouldn't consider when foot drop. He wasn't in a lot of pain, and the foot drop was, in the neurosurgeon's view, insignificant. And sure enough, over a period of, what was it, about 3 or 4 months, that whole issue drifted away. I think the foot drop was the last thing to go, but he was back to going to hundreds, doing what he does at the body shop.
So the body is an amazing healing mechanism.
It's got the original blueprints on hand.
And it's just a matter of tapping into that healing mechanism to get the body to work better. That's what we as chiropractors do. That's what homeopaths and naturopaths do also.
That's what all doctors are trying to do. And the differences among what doctors do have to do with the emphasis on what aspect of the body they're going to try to use as a lever to move the condition the person's in from troublesome to not so troublesome. Medical doctors lean heavily on chemistry, and they lean heavily on altering structures. And for sure, when you've got an unstable fracture, it is wonderful if there's a competent surgeon there to screw it back together for you and get you going again.
Whereas we as chiropractors just move the joints around, move the body around without making a big difference. And it turns out that one of our patients just came to our door to pick up something he left here. He was here this weekend with pretty bad pain. And he said that today he felt better.
Yeah, he'd come in. He'd never been to a chiropractor, and we did what we did. And watching him walk, he was walking straighter and taking even strides and holding himself pretty much neutral now instead of off to one side. So I wasn't surprised when he said it still hurt, but he was kind of disappointed. He was hoping for, you know, wave your magic wand, man. But we'd showed him how to ice, brought him the 2-pound bag of frozen peas to put on for 20 minutes at a time, give it an hour, and do it again. He's done it about 3 or 4 times, he says, and he woke up this morning feeling lots better. That's how it works.
And he was calling us up yesterday asking if we could prescribe drugs for him because he was in a lot of pain. We told him, just give it time. Today, he's completely better. It's lucky he didn't start taking drugs, or he'd be better, but spaced out. Some of the side effects people get from drugs.
There are no side effects. A drug has 20 effects, 19 of which you don't want.
So we'll take a break for a commercial right now and come back and talk about some more of the chiropractic myths after the break.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
By making some important changes in your life, you can move forward from where you are to where you wish to be. It is becoming the change you want to see. It can be a sort of experiment, if you will. On Moving Forward, Wellness One Step at a Time, your host, Dr. Serena Wadhwa, will introduce you to ideas that can help improve your health, relationships, and finances. You probably have at least one part of your life that needs improving. Make an appointment now to join us every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill. Kelly covers our relationship with food and teaches us how easy eating well and living well can be, taking us on a weekly food journey, guiding us to a more rich and vibrant life. So tune in every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel for Eat Well to Live Well with Kelly Hill.
The Mayan calendar tells us that we will be entering into a 260-day opportunity for us to engage in conscious co-creation with Great Spirit. How will we prepare ourselves for this exciting and unprecedented time in Earth's history? Peter Tung has dedicated over 20 years of his life's work to exploring that which is beyond understanding. Peter will help increase your awareness and education on this enlightening transformation in consciousness. Awakening to Conscious Co-Creation airs live Wednesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are listening to Miracles of Chiropractic with Dr. Doran Rosenfeld. To reach us on the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to drdim@comcast.net. Now, back to Miracles of Chiropractic.
Hello there. I wanted to start out this segment by talking about some of the things I posted on the Voice America website, in case anyone reads that and is wondering when I'm going to talk about some of the things I mentioned. I talk about how there's more evidence for what chiropractic does than for some of the common procedures in medicine, like tonsillectomies or gallbladder surgery. Well, for example, tonsillectomies. Sometimes they work. Sometimes they're very good. Sometimes they're not. Reuters has done a study, and it turns out that in April of this year, they found that kids are more prone to weight gain after a tonsillectomy. So, didn't say anything about the obesity levels, but it said kids gain some weight. And also, since the outcome isn't guaranteed, the outcomes vary, as Medscape News pointed out, also in this year, that you can't be sure. So you can't be sure in medicine, you can't be sure in chiropractic. You have to pick which treatment is going to do the least amount of harm and get you better. It's different for different people. For example, gallbladder surgery. I talked about that. A very common result of gallbladder surgery is that the person takes pain medication and they get addicted to that pain medication they're taking after the surgery. Now, I don't know.
Well, that's most, I think a lot of that is the fact that gallbladder is one of the most common surgeries. So, post-surgical pain relief, when people find it effective, has a way of being found pleasant, and a certain percentage of folks are susceptible to developing a big habit and then getting identified as addicts. It's one of the major downsides of pain pills. If you get accustomed to them, then you get seen as a drug seeker if you ever have to change doctors, and that's bad news. I might mention, we spoke of tonsillectomies. It's worth asking, what are the tonsils there for? What's their function? Now, I speak as a man whose tonsils were removed at age 9, but we don't do that as often anymore because the medical doctors understand that that's lymphoid tissue where we make T cells. T cells have become much more famous since the AIDS epidemic, since those are the cells that are mostly infected when that condition occurs. So if we don't make T cells in our tonsils because we've removed those, the filters kept getting clogged up and infected, so we cut them out. Well, we still make T cells in some other places, like the appendix. These tissues serve purposes, and when you can conserve them, you're probably going to be better off overall. If you've managed to live in a polluted enough, in a sick enough environment enough times, then you're going to be harboring microorganisms that'll flare up. I was like that as a kid. But then again, we traveled from Taft to Georgia to Mississippi, where I got bit by a rat and came down with spinal meningitis a month later. We went through some stories.
How nice. Well, I don't want to get bitten by any rats.
No, I do not recommend it.
So stay away from rats. That's a lesson for today. But something that we were talking about a little bit earlier in this show was neuropathic pain. When you get a disc lesion that presses on some nerves and damages the nerves.
Well, any kind of damage to a nerve that leaves a substantial scar tends to make for this response. In its most florid form, what was called causalgia 150 years ago, what was called reflex sympathetic dystrophy when I was going to school, and there's another term or two for it now, but what it comes down to is you've had often a fairly trivial injury that included a nerve. And the experience is that the limb served by that nerve is immersed in boiling water all the time. It's that kind of a sensation for these people. I'm very fortunate in my view that I've had a few nerve injuries, and they've been quite noticeable and interesting to watch, but nothing of that magnitude. I slipped with a tiny circular saw one time and cut the nerve that gives sensation to the skin on part of my right, on my left thumb. And that was 40-some years ago. The sensation's still a little odd, but it's there. Everything's there, it's just that it's slightly different than the other side. To start with, it was stone numb. Absolutely couldn't tell.
So you give it 40 years, the sensation will change.
And for about 4 or 5 years there, the boundaries of that area would sizzle like they had a soldering iron on them. Just ever so often, now and again. And I finally figured out that what was going on was that the body was hooking things back up again. And just like when we're wiring the instruments in a refinery, you wring out the wires. Then you check the transmitters to see that they can hear up full scale, zero, half scale. Yeah, we got it. Okay, on to the next one. And it seemed like that was what the body was going through. And eventually, all that quieted down.
So the body takes a while to heal itself, but it will eventually heal itself. after 40 more years, who knows what that thumb will be doing, Bob?
Well, I make it another 40 years, and I'll be starting into the record books, so that's fine with me.
Okay, we'll see what happens then. But that's one of the reasons that people say, oh, you can't start with a chiropractor, you'll be going for the rest of your life. Because things in the body change. The body is not a static thing. We have to use it to get around, to live in. So it changes over time, and we have to change with it. And if somebody can help us change with it, more the better. Someone who knows something.
Now, people that do their yoga and walk 20, 30, 40 minutes a day, eat decently, get away from the junk food, and don't smoke. People like that, we might see once or twice when they manage to trip, stumble, and hurt themselves. But they won't. It'll be a long time before next time they hurt themselves, they'll be in. We'll tell them come in a month. And yeah, right.
So that's the lesson for today. Take care of yourself in any way you can and all ways you can. And we'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining us this week for Miracles of Chiropractic. Please join Dr. Doran Rosenfeld again next Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon in the West, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Stay healthy, naturally.